Mishnah Berachos Pesach, Simin Tav, Lamed Vav.
I'll have to start a little bit first. Okay. I'm a farish. Meyaboshel yam or yoytze b'shayara. The enoy maniach b'beisay mishayivdoik. This is the Gemara we learned in Dav Vav. Toich shloishim yoim. If he's leaving Toich Shoshim Yoyim, Zakuk Livdoik. But it does not make a bracha. Even though I think we saw a ritva that Toich Shoshim Yoyim, he says he would make a bracha. Yeah, that's not the halacha, obviously. Koyim Shoshim Yoyim and Zakuk Livdoik. Before 30 days, you're not Baidik. This is talking about a case we're not planning on coming back. When Pesach comes, you mevatel it. You're not mechuyev to be mevar the chametz because you're not coming back. According to the Marshots, because it's like enough of the mepilus. According to Marshal, it's because it's chametz sheni yadua. Fine. But what happens? Daitelachzim according to Pesach. Then tzarich livdok mechakach yetze. Then you got to check whenever you leave, even if you left. For 30 days. Why? The Chayshin and Shemiyach are Pesach Benish Moshes. Veliyalo Panay Levar, and you'll come to be Oiver.
The Chayn. Coming back during?
Yeah, it's more. The Gemara's case is more mashmo. Come back on Pesach.
Right, during Pesach.
Yeah.
Of course, you'll have Panay Levar. You're on holiday,
it's
so
Erev
Pesach, there's so many things to deal
but
with.
But you
can't. Yeah, but then it's too late. Okay. Same thing. The Gemara there compares it to Oysebeso Oitzer. Which means, you're storing things there. So, same thing. Toyuk Shoshim Yoyim, if you're piling all these things into the room for storage. So, if it's Toyuk Shoshim Yoyim, Zokalav Doik. First you got to check the room and then put all these things in there, because once you put all these things in, it's like, again, it's like enough. What, like, that's Rashi over there says it's like Nafla Mapilis. Once you put the whole Oitzer, you give it like my Machsan, it's like Nafla Mapilis. You can't make it in there. So if it's within 30 days, then it'd be Baitik first. Same thing. It's more than 30 days. So again, same halacha. If you're going to take the stuff out before Pesach, then you got to check it because you're within 30 days. And you're having das to take the oitzer out. So you got to check it. And it's more than 30 days before. Ain't no tzarech livdoik.
What's your bro?
Person's going on a trip, so he's not leaving anybody home that could check for him. He didn't tell somebody before he left, she gives mano to check when the time comes. Because if he did appoint somebody for this, he does not have to check. There's no man, he could also be a mano in Isha. Within 30 days, it does not matter. It is not planning on coming back. It doesn't matter, because within 30 days, it's already chalanim adin b'diko. That's where that ritva says that you even make a bracha, because it's chal adin b'diko, even though we don't pass in that way. Okay, zvokak livdoik. Yes, you gotta check. But laila shalom neitzge, so the night before you leave, lorhan there. And you should do the bittul that night also, just like if it was Leo Yudalit. Again, if you didn't check at night, check by day. Yeah. If he's leaving town and he's got to leave the kids' food, and I guess he left the kids alone, there's nobody to ask to do the bedikah, just the kids. But he's got to leave the mechametz to eat while he's gone. So yatzim be beis al beis adam achav v'sham yaniach avaram. Leave the food by someone else's house. V'izgor his beis obodik and close up the house. In other words,
yeah,
which is probably a good idea anyway, put the kids by somebody else so they're not living alone in the house. Right? Because then you can seal it up and let them eat V'izgor his beis obodik shalach nashem shumon them oid chametz. Because if not, then what was it to help? He's going to leave the kids in the house with the chametz. What was the point? But if he has his wife there, or he has children that are already gedoylim, sheish ben das v'chon levdoik, then ein tzach levdoik klum kodim tzil. So he doesn't have to do anything before he leaves. Just tell his wife or one of the kids that are already a gadol to do it when the time comes. Right, we learned that also earlier, that it's nochem for him to do the bittul as well. No one should rely on each other. The people in the house should do it, and he should do it wherever he is. But he does not make a bracha. We make a bracha al chametz at night leil yedalad, because whatever you're finding that night, you're going to immediately burn the next day. That's what the Rishonim speak out. Like we saw in the Rosh, I think we saw the Rosh really set it out that the beginning of the process is at night when you started the Bidiku. That was the beginning of the process of beer. There's no chiv to burn the chametz. Whatever chametz he finds in the house, he can take with him on his trip. He has another 20 days to burn it. So then, just he has to get out of this house. So then he does not make the whole bracha is not applicable. Again, because there's no bracha on the bedikah by itself. The whole bracha is beer, and over here he's not doing the bedikah in order to do a beer. He'll do a beer 20 days from now, whenever. He's doing the bedikah to make a chametz out of the house. So there's no bracha. Ein tzarich livdoik. That's if he left before 30 days. The loy chalalov takonis chachamin. There's no takonah chal on him. If he knows this chametz, yeshom the chav the bar kodem shiyetsay, he must get rid of it. He's a chiv to get rid of it before he leaves. Yeshom kilim adover. Some say not. Wow. L'chayra, I would say, just from what we learned in the sugya, that this shy, if he has chametz Yadua, does he have to get rid of it before he leaves? Depends on Masha and Mashal. Because Masha said, Pshat in the Sugya is, he knows his chametz there, but he has the heter enough from Apoilus. So maybe then you don't have to get rid of it before you leave. You have the heter enough from Apoilus. Rashaykh and the Mashal learned that the whole heter is chametz and Yadua. Mashma, according to the Mashal, if he had chametz Yadua, it'd be a problem. L'chor, it's totally in that. Okay, very good shmak. Yivat Lanu. Oh, and when Pesach comes, you have to do bittul. The Makom Shul, wherever he is, we have to invite a chametz. Oyvim Mishum Bayatmin, the halo bitli meikara. Even though he doesn't see the chametz, he'd be oyvim Mishum Bayatmin if he does not bevatel it. Grow. That the Chari doesn't go with what we're learning, according to the Rashi, according to the Mashal. Mashal, you wouldn't be over anyway. Because Mashma you're over the rice. Right? Meaning it's not like Rashi. He's Mashi and not like Rashi. Rashi learned the sugya there. If he left before 30 days and he never came back, it wouldn't be over the rice at all. The whole reason we make him. That's why he's only chayiv if he comes back. But the girl's learning, no, he's over the whole time. The girl's mashma. He learned the Gemara there, not like Rashi. Okay. If Daito Lachs, according to Pesach, then Tzarek Levdoik, even if it's more than 30 days, The filo yotam chilos hashana tzarich l'doik, like the Gemara. The filo bito kvayv and vidin bito mikomakam tzarich l'doik. Shem yachs of yim tzivichlanu. Even if you did bittul, you have to be baidik because you have shem, you have a lachloi. Why? The chayshin and shema were worried you might come back right before Pesach and you won't have time to get rid of it. But dafka ben before shlo yom, you have to be shor l'derech ha-choyko. We dafka them are people that are going on a long journey. Befilu daita lachzor zman rab, koedin Pesach, chayshin and shema yishtar. And even if he's planning on coming back way before Pesach, so we're chayshish, maybe the trip will take longer than he thought and he won't make it in time. So he's got to check before he leaves. In other words, if he goes to Derech Kroivo 20 days before Pesach and he plans on coming back 10 days before Pesach, so then he has no chiv. He can do when he gets back. It depends on the situation. If he's going to Derech Kroivo and he plans on getting back 5 hours before the Bedikah, so then that's cutting it too close. He has a chiv to do it before he leaves. So it depends on the, in other words, it has to judge the matziv. If we're choishish, that you're going to miss it. There are those that are making on that, that if he's going derech kroiva, I guess, we don't have to worry. Meaning you have to, that you can establish the din based on how far or how close he's going. We won't have time to get rid of it. It's a lot of yom tov liyuchal of arav. Mishin bevar nechametz biyom tov v'nim to makayim nechametz bebeisai. It was a lach we had before that he can't get rid of it in yom tov because he can't do tiltum. Oitzar, we had the same lach by the oitzar. Afilu ein shom chametz yedua. Even if there's no chametz yedua under the oitzar, elu shom makom shen shnami shom chametz. V'tov retel anich shom tvu le'itz zman or eitz mechay gavna. You want to use it for storage. You got to check. Zokel of doik, b'filo ein daitel of noisel ad achar Pesach. Even if you don't have das to undo this, take out all the eitzim or whatever. So after Pesach, shloyer chomis, right? Shloyer chomis for Pesach. If you log in chalav chavis b'dikum mekaidim, came to toik shloishim. The same halacha. You're not planning on unloading the eitzim until after Pesach. It doesn't matter because it's already toik shloishim. Know about the koidim itself, the finest eitzim of doik. And if you didn't check and you loaded all those eitzim to the eitzim, then you have to unload it and check. Yeah, if it's within 30 days. Tzarech l'vdoik. Now, if it's more than 30 days, you don't have to. But if it's more than 30 days and you're planning on taking everything out before Pesach, then again, tzarech l'vdoik, that's good gimel. Shechoshu chachamim, shemiyaska l'fnoisei koidim le'el yudalet, lo yigma l'fnoisei. You start unloading it and you won't finish. Lo yishar mimena pachas mingoi v'shoshet tvachim. And what's left will be less than 3 tvachim high. Mechus al chametz covering the chametz. And therefore it loses its status of Nafla Mapoilas because it's less than Titvakum because a Kelev can get it. And mainly you have Chametz there that you're over on and you won't remember about it. But if your das is not to unload it before Pesach, then you don't have to check. The main diet to go in the Pesach, since you're putting it in there more than 30 days before Pesach, If he's leaving more than 30 days and he's not planning on coming back, or he's putting the eitzim into the eitzim more than 30 days, he's not planning to take it out. So chametz yedua, he's not mechuyev to do bedika. We know that. Shail is, what about chametz yedua? So here you have the same machlokes. Okay, good. Shkoyach. Ah, 1 second. Turned off already? It's a very interesting hour over here. What do you mean you have the same machlokes? Nafla Mapoilas, what's the heter of Nafla Mapoilas? Even by Chametz Yedua.
Yeah.
Oh, so then what do you mean we have the same machlokes? In other words, Bishlomo. By Yaitzel Yishayora, more than 30 days. So what if this Chametz Yedua? Okay, so over there I can hear machlokes because the whole pshat in Yoytel Shiara is a machlokes. Is Yoytel Shiara a case of Nafal Mapoilis or not? That itself is not clear. So I can understand there's a machlokes what to do with Chametz Yiduah. But over here by Oitzer, Oitzer is definitely a case of Nafal Mapoilis. So of course, so why can't you leave the Chametz Yiduah there? What's the problem? What's the shayla? It's more than 30 days. I have no chiyuv b'diko. So why can't you leave the Chametz Yiduah there? It's Nafal Mapoilis. You're not going to unload it till after Pesach. So why should, in other words, Bishram of the machlokes applies by Yer to Bishyar, but the Mishabur is saying you have the same machlokes here. Why should that be? It's not for love and pilus. So when you test in Shartzian, and you test, oh, so he says like this. But after bechametz and not for love and pilus, mikalin and after yedua, we make even if it's chametz yedua, shiny yachid. This is different. The mniyah chayitzah olah biyadayim, that we can matmin lechadchila to go ahead and cover it up. At least according to one mandomer, to go ahead and cover it up would be like matmin lechadchila. We don't have a deal with not for love and pilus. In other words, if I take chametz and bury it in the ground, I catch enough from my playlist on that. I put it there. It's called matmin. That's the price we had in the payment base. Afilu matmin, afilu piktainus, all those things that the Gemara learns out. So maybe that would be the reason for the mandama here that you got to get rid of it. Okay, shkoyah.